Hi, you're here with Brandy, and this is CITR Radio. I'm here with
Neil,
Denise,
and we're learning how to use this station here for the first time. I'm from Ireland, and I've been here for 2 weeks, so just learning the basics. The next track up is from Imperial Teen, Feel the Sound, and it's Runaway.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Company.
CITR 101.9 FM, having some program training right now. And my name is Denise. We just heard my friend here.
That was Imperial Teen, Runaway, and that was Mike Field, Nimrod.
Oh, yes, yes. And I've got some music for you, too. We'll be listening to Steve Taylor's Drum Boogie. What are they called? Oh, the Boogie Blues. Again, we're having a wonderful time on the radio. Would you like to say anything as well?
Yep.
Where else can people hear you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have a wonderful night, Friday nights at the West Bar. I'm DJing, playing reggae music. Every Friday night, it starts around 9 o'clock, and then we're done at 1. And I'm also on the radio here on Tuesdays, if you want to hear me. Between 8:30 and 10:30, we've got a lovely show called Queer FM Reloaded. And I'll let you hear some music right now. Everybody, check this out.
You know my gal don't love me, she treats me oh so mean. My gal don't love me, she treats me awful mean. She's the meanest gal that I've ever seen. She's got a hot drip skirt, stripes are really yellow. She's got a high draped skirt, stripes are really yellow. And every time she loves me, she's so fine and mellow. 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 She's so she got a face like a fish, eyes like a frog, and when she kisses me, I holler, hot dog. And I'm gonna love that gal better than I do myself. But now I'm all alone up on the shelf. Yeah.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
DJ Wah inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
You in my heart now, my life.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
Hey, body bang. Hey.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music.
House music.
Hi, you are hearing CITR Radio 101.9. I'm Neil from Korea. Actually, I was the bassist and guitarist in my band in Korea for 2 years. And now I'm the CITR intern, the new intern. And I will work for here for 8 weeks. And this is, today is my third day of the internship. So I'm having a training with some friends and a program manager. You heard some songs. The previous song was the Wolf Calls, and from Wolf Calls, I Had a Rabbit. And I'm gonna play the next song. This song from the Nature Up. Yeah, the band's name's like really peaceful, and the song name is Open Up.
Those shoes you always wore.
Whiskey and water. Open up. I think it is both vocalist sounds like some more stronger Chris Martin of the Coldplay. And now we're gonna tell you some fun Fraser and
hello, this is Brandy. Just to let you know, there is a fundraiser for Sam Chapman. He was put into a coma recently. It's a fundraiser at the University Golf Course, and it's at Sunday, the 28th of October, between 7 and 11 p.m. It's to raise money, just to show your support for our friend Sam Chapman, who was badly injured. The tickets will be sold for $10, and you can buy them in advance or at the door. There'll be live music and sales of pizza and refreshments. The bands are Public Eye and Pete and the Sneaks. Show your support. Everyone's welcome.
Thank you. The next show is Radio Free Thinker, and I will play the last song. And see you next time, guys.
See ya.
Thanks.
Took it. train out to the countryside where my grandma lays, but my grandfather's
Cellular Memory Edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week, Bad Art Thieves, Goodbye Paul Kurtz, the results of the Italian earthquake trial, and cellular memory. Are you getting more than an organ transplant? Let's begin episode 186.
Hello and welcome to Radio Free Thinker, the radio show podcast that promotes skepticism and critical thinking right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Ethan, your free thinking historian.
And this is Don, your political science philosopher. So, listeners may notice that we're going to sound a little different today than normal. We are back in the studio live, and we're kind of getting adjusted to the new sort of setup and getting back into the way of things. So you're not going to have our normal intro and extra sort of music and introduction and all that. But you're still going to get the same fine quality of conversation, information, and skepticism. So, Ethan.
Yes.
What the hell happened this week?
Well, actually, a lot happened this week, Don. You may have heard. One thing that came up was the Great Art Heist. Did you hear about this?
No, I saw a little bit of something. Something about art thieves not being very good because they picked something that no one would really want in the first place.
Well, yes, but that's kind of exactly what happened. Oh. See, there was this art heist. It occurred in the Netherlands. It is described as one of the worst disasters for the art world in the last 50 years, which is a little hyperbolic. But nevertheless, see, it turns out these art thieves may not have been the most astute collectors of art. See, I saw this article in The Guardian by Jonathan Jones, and I'll quote his interesting take on this. Any idea that a tasteful collector commissioned this theft is undermined by the inclusion of Meyer de Haan's self-portrait. No offense, but this comparatively minor Dutch artist does not really belong in the company of others whose works have been stolen. Imagine yourself in a black sweater, mask, and gloves, dangling from the ceiling by a wire, or, most banally, walking through the gallery with a sack. Would this really be among your seven to steal? It surely suggests either a local eccentric or a crass pick and mix. So the paintings that were stolen included Lucian Freud's Woman with Eyes Closed, Reading Girl in White and Yellow by Henri Matisse, Harlequin Head by Pablo Picasso, Girl in Front of an Open Window by Paul Gauguin Charing, and Crossing Bridge in London by Monet. So, I mean, pretty big masterworks, right? Included is this kind of ho-hum, not really well-known or appreciated painting.
I think that's a proper word there. I think appreciated.